This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. PM Modi addressed a massive gathering at the parade grounds in Hyderabad, marking a significant push for the BJP in Telangana. Speaking to thousands of supporters who had travelled from across the state, the PM began his address in Telugu, extending heartfelt greetings to the people of Telangana and acknowledging the vibrant energy of the crowd. The PM drew parallels between the political shifts in other states and the current atmosphere in Telangana. He noted that people across India are increasingly placing their trust in the BJP's model of development and good governance, citing the party's performance in Assam and Puducherry as clear signs of a changing political landscape. He specifically referred to the BJP's recent rise in Bengal as a historic democratic shift that has captured the nation's attention. In a sharp critique of the opposition, the PM accused the Congress party of fostering corruption, dynastic politics, and the misuse of national institutions. Mr. Modi asserted that the political shifts witnessed from Assam and Bengal to Odisha indicate the family-run governments are being rejected by the people. Turning his focus to the state's future, the PM declared that the next government in Telangana would be led by the BJP, stating that citizens are fed up with the current political alternatives. Highlighting recent progress, Mr. Modi noted that development projects worth 9,400 crore rupees were inaugurated, including the Zahirabad Industrial Area and the PM Mitra Textile Park in Warangal, both aimed at boosting employment and supporting cotton farmers. The PM also issued a passionate call for national economic resilience. Championing the Vocal for Local movement, the PM stressed that self-reliance and organic farming are essential for India to achieve its Viksit Bharat target by 2047. West Bengal Chief Minister Suvendu Adhikari will chair a meeting of the Council of Ministers today at the State Secretariat, Nabanna. Portfolios are expected to be distributed among the five ministers who took the oath of office and secrecy along with the Chief Minister yesterday at the Brigade Parade Ground. The new cabinet is expected to discuss the BJP's electoral promises. Issues such as Ayushman Bharat, Annapurna Bhandar and implementation of the 7th Pay Commission for state government employees are likely to come up for discussion. A guard of honour will be presented to Chief Minister Suvendu Adhikari at around 11 a.m. today, following which the cabinet meeting will take place. Newly elected members of the 18th West Bengal Legislative Assembly will take oath on Wednesday, Thursday and Friday this week. Senior BJP leader Tapas Roy will serve as the pro tem speaker. Tamil Nadu Chief Minister Joseph Vijay held a meeting on the law and order situation in the state with senior government officials in Chennai. He was briefed by officials from various departments on the current situation. Mr. Vijay also resigned as the elected member from the Trichy East constituency, submitting his resignation to the Assembly Secretary Subramanian. The TVK chief had won both Perambur and Trichy East seats in the recent Assembly polls. Meanwhile, with the State Assembly set to begin today, DMK Legislative Party members held a meeting under the leadership of Party Chief M.K. Stalin. Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav will release two cheetahs into the wild at Kuno National Park today. PM Modi launched Project Cheetah in September 2022 by introducing 8 cheetahs brought from Namibia into Kuno National Park. It was the world's first intercontinental big cat relocation project. This was followed by the arrival of 12 cheetahs from South Africa in 2023 and 9 from Botswana in February this year. India is set to host the prestigious 2026 Asian Weightlifting Championships in Gandhinagar, Gujarat from today, marking the country's first time hosting the event in 44 years. The sporting event will conclude on the 17th of this month. Around 180 athletes from 28 countries will compete in one of Asia's biggest weightlifting events of the year, which also plays an important role in qualification for the upcoming Commonwealth Games and Asian Games. India, China and Sri Lanka will field the largest squads with 16 lifters each, while Chinese Taipei has 15 participants. And that is the end of this news bulletin.